Ladies and gentlemen, this is a festive surprise. Welcome to the Football Podcast, a show, I suppose, is this technically show number 201 or is it a bit of extra time?
Well, the lights were off, they're back on again.
201.
201, 201.
Red light on air, 201.
Red lights indicate doors are secured. Mike, Andy and Jim, we've got together mainly to have a quick chat. We're having a beer, we've not seen Andy for a few weeks. And to say that we're going to be back for a Christmas show.
We are.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I already sound battered. I'm only on my second Guinness.
We're currently watching Besiktas versus Tottenham in the booze we're in. Which...
We weren't watching it a little minute ago because, it wasn't being played.
I'm just a bit confused because as soon as the lights went out, they suddenly had all these lights. So I thought it was some sort of like they constructed it, like they'd done it on purpose for a minute.
But... Well, it's not, you know, if you're at a Turkish ground, normally you've got a few flares that would light the pitch up anyway. So
to be fair, you wouldn't put it past Turkish football stadiums playing those sort of tricks. I remember United playing Galatasaray one year and the stadium announcer all the way throughout it.
Those days when you were in Europe.
Third in the last time we were doing this, we were some like eighth in the league. We're third now. I'm laughing.
What's going on?
I didn't see any football last night and I've been.
Nor did I.
Mental today, so I didn't even. I just had to ask Mike what a Man City score was. I can't believe they've gone through. Yeah. What a result that is, by the way.
How bad are Liverpool though? Fucking hell.
Oh, it's a shame.
I didn't think they were particularly bad on Tuesday. I saw the second half. Maybe in the first half they were particularly bad. But
first half was terrible.
They could have got it in the end.
I thought Basel were quite good, but people forget that Basel are quite good. People think because they're from Switzerland and they're quite a small team, but they've got a track record of knocking English clubs out of Europe.
Yeah, they do.
They did Spurs
and Chelsea, and that was a great banner that they posted of the Tottenham and
Chelsea.
Oh no, they just beat them in the group stage last season twice.
Oh, okay.
But they knocked United out in 2012 as well.
Yeah, I remember that.
Anyway, let's talk about something more interesting. Did anyone see Aaron Ramsey's goal?
Yes.
Fucking hell.
About 3 million times on the internet.
What a goal that is. The technique. On his weaker foot. What a goal. What a goal.
He needed that as well, because he hasn't been doing as well. He hasn't been scoring as many goals.
He scored a bit of a screamer on the weekend as well.
When you set that high precedence to yourself, as you did last season, and you don't get a couple of goals, people are going to start looking at you going, oh, well, it's a flash in the pan and blah, blah. What a way to ask your critics. Boom.
Yeah. Chaps. Highlights of the season so far?
The fact that we're in the European places.
You're in the European places.
I joke, of course. I joke. No, highlight of the season.
Well, it's got to be a highlight for you, surely.
Oh, obviously, it's
personal. The way you're starting the season. I mean, where you are now.
For me, it'd be West Ham, I think.
Yeah, no, I was going to say West Ham, Southampton, Swansea, Newcastle.
Did you see, I know Andy Carroll got a couple of goals, and his first header the other day was absolutely phenomenal.
Brilliant, wasn't it? Yeah.
Brilliant header. Did you see his overhecking against West Brom? A crash off the bar.
Yeah, then
Nolan followed up. Man, that was fucking brilliant. I love that.
The thing is, Andy Cole gets derided as being a target man and a big look. But he's one of the best around at doing it. He is quite a skillful footballer.
I thought you were going to say he's got good feet for a big man.
I'm not going to resort to cliche.
You should compare him to Peter Crouch now as well.
Hey, but I tell you what, if we're going to like cliches...
On Peter Crouch, scores against Arsenal, and then he goes down to London. So he was crowd surfing at Brixton.
Yeah,
Kasabian.
Fucking
brilliant.
Who go on stage to, is it Question of Sport or Grandstand?
Grandstand.
Yeah, brilliant. But talking of football cliches, and that's a link that Dan Silver would be proud of. Hello, Dan, he's in South Africa.
What, a tenuous link?
Hope you're having fun, mate. Magic of the FA Cup. That FA Cup draw was fucking brilliant.
Wimbledon Liverpool.
Did you read Shortlist magazine this week? They've got an interview with a few of the old crazy gang. Vinnie Jones, Winterburn, Gary Blissett,
Sanchez, I would have thought.
But there's a film.
No, but Bobby Gould.
There's a film about them all, isn't there? But apparently it's absolutely shocking. And it's really sort of self-indulgent.
Yeah. It's like, where's got Vinnie Jones in? Of course it is. But it's on BBC Sport. Oh, Celtic have just scored. It's on BBC Sport on Boxing Day. But the interview was really good. But beyond that, there's fucking four games in there that are former FA Cup finals. The one that caught my eye, Sunderland Leeds, which was the 73 final when Sunderland were the minnows. Obviously now that's reversed.
And they beat Leeds, yeah.
And you've got Arsenal Hull, replay of last year's final.
Yeah, replay, yeah.
What's their fault?
Burnley Tottenham. oh, right, from the 60s. Yeah. But I'm hoping United get out Clinton Stanley. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Any Brentford get?
Do you know what? I haven't even looked at the draw.
But yeah, it's a great draw.
I haven't even looked at the draw.
I'll tell you who Jill's got. No one, because when everyone else was playing second round games, we played in the Johnson's Paint Trophy.
Hey, but you're nearly at the final.
Well, we're not, because we've got Bristol City over two legs.
I'll tell you what, though.
Didn't they knock you out the cup?
Yeah, they knocked us out the FA Cup. Yeah.
On Brentford, if you want to talk about the slightly lower leagues, well, we're not in the lower leagues now, but what a fucking start to the season it's been for us, you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right up there, in contention.
How brilliant would it be? And I think Derby are going to win the championship, but how brilliant would it be if the top two were Bournemouth and Brentford?
Well, that'd be interesting. I mean, I was actually at Griffin Park when we beat Derby, and it was an injury time winner. And Derby played us off the park in the first half, but it just showed character that, you know, we went back out there second half and actually rolled them over.
Is that when Petro scored? Was that against Fulham?
The winner was Stuart Dallas.
When did Petro score?
Fulham. But it was a deflection.
What's his actual name?
Jota.
Atletico, he's playing
him La Liga last season.
La Liga last season. He's on Brentford's bench.
Yeah.
Sort of squad they've got at the moment, which is fair enough. I know he's a youngster, what have you, but he's good. He's good.
But the Championship, it's always a tough league, but I mean it's never been more competitive. When you look at the
it's close, isn't it? You don't usually get much consistency in the Championship, which is when Brentford put a run together of 5 wins.
Yeah.
15 points. If they were in the bottom three, that would have put them up into the fucking
look at Forest as well. Forest started the season well and then they didn't win in something like 11 games.
Same with Wolves. Like Wolves have done the same. But
Wolves have been shocking.
Yeah. I know. So we are out for a few drinks with mates. I'll have a Guinness please, Chris. That's our mate Chris, who's a Liverpool fan. Our mate Jay, who's a Tottenham fan, here. I don't know who Graham and Clarkie support. I don't think they do, really. But you're not interested in that.
I don't pass for anyone.
I know Graham supports Fulham. Graham's a Fulham fan.
Yeah, he does actually, yeah. So, what are we looking forward to around the Christmas fixture list?
My highlight is this Saturday, where I'm going with 15 other people to Doncaster on a train.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
So, how many tins are you going to get through on the train to Doncaster?
A lot.
Are you going to take a photo after every one, as you have done in the past?
No, that was Colchester United away.
Are you going to do the Domino's Pizza Challenge?
So,
well, you could try and get a pizza delivered to a station along the way to Doncaster.
I prefer a can of Stella.
Chris Ramsey did that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, I remember reading something about that. But, yeah, no, that's just idiotic. As he's going all the way to Doncaster to watch Chillingham play, but I'm not sure.
We do it.
None of us have got match tickets, so we might just stay in the pub. See, it's like our Christmas beano for all the boys that usually go, so I am massively looking forward to that. Not particularly the game, just everything about being a football fan, other than 90 minutes in between.
Oh, well, to be fair, Jill's fortunes have been looking a bit up over the last, well, probably since we stopped doing the podcast.
Yeah, pretty much, actually. They're not doing too bad, but they're still right down the bottom of the league, so they need some points.
Yeah.
And they're in this, John's Paint Trophy is a strange one for any lower league fan in England, because you don't really care about it at all. And we're in the semi-final now, or the area final. So we are 1-2 legs.
You've got to take it seriously now. Well, trip to Wembley, it means a lot to the fans.
1-2 leg tie away from Wembley, but I still don't give a shit. Like, I honestly, I can't motivate myself.
Nor did I, but 3 years ago, I was at Wembley, and it was a waste of time.
I guess a couple of people said to me, Gilles fans, said, whatever you say, it's a day out of Wembley, it'll be £15 a ticket, and you can never go to Wembley other than that tournament, really, without caring, watching your team, but not actually, because if the Chelsea were in the final, I would go to Wembley, I'd get absolutely hammered, and I wouldn't really care. If we'd lost 4-5,
no, you don't really
like,
care.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just say, though, maybe being an optimist, maybe being a bit blinkered, but I'm sure 15 years ago, Hull or Wigan or Fulham fans were saying the same thing, and they've all been major cup finals. Not that I think Gillingham are going to get bought out and rise up the ranks,
A Hull fan going to the game against Arsenal in May, even though they might have said, "Oh, we're massive underdogs," they still would go there. If it's a Josh Payne tone, I would not be bothered about the result. Honestly, unless you lost 5 or 6-0, because then you're on TV and you're like, you get everyone going, "Oh, you're shit," which
I suppose that arcs back to talk about Wimbledon earlier, reading about their fans didn't give a shit about them getting to final because they didn't think they'd do anything there. They were there for the laugh and the fact that 10 years earlier, if you win on league. So, you know. But So, actually, all right, a question for you. January transfer window, you're a United fan. You want to see a load more money spent. Who do you want to see in the Premiership?
Not particularly anyone with us.
No? Not a central midfielder or a centre-back?
We panic bought too much, and that's all we'll do if we buy in January. I'd rather wait until the summer and give the youngsters a chance.
If you do that, do you think you'll get a top four finish?
Yeah, easily. The league's that shit this year. We'll be fine. Famous last words, but I think...
Liverpool can only get better. Arsenal will only get more consistent. They always do. They always do second half.
Everyone said that about United last season. You can only get better. You don't necessarily. I think we've got enough of a squad with when we've got players fit to do all right. And we've had young players like Paddy McNair and Tyler Bockett come through. They're good enough to fill in at least at the moment. You don't want them if you get to the cup final, but they'll do a job.
How is City going to do without Aguero?
It's a massive... I love Aguero.
How magic has he been?
I will say the two players I love for the rival team are Aguero and Zabaleta. I fucking love Aguero. Brilliant player. And
what a player.
It's a shame because he's nailed on for player of the year if he's fit.
He was just getting up to that sort of level of performance every game where he was just unstoppable.
He's had
a bad injury, hasn't he? So.
What was the European game where they were losing and ended up turning around? It's against the Russian
Munich. Bayern Munich.
Munich, mate. The goal that he scored there, like when he just went through, and you're like, he's going to finish it.
He's just clinical.
Nonchalant.
He's not long for this league.
Nah, he's good. Yeah,
unfortunately, that's true.
The only thing is that there's only so many players like him that Madrid and Barcelona can have. And then you offload someone. So
yeah, well, Madrid showed that in the summer when they got rid of Di Maria.
Which was probably a good move. But you wouldn't get rid of Benzema in the form that he's in at Madrid.
Well, apparently he is available, Benzema, if you believe the papers.
Unbelievable. I mean, he's scoring for fun, you know, not quite like Ronaldo is.
But I tell you what, there's never been more pressure on a footballer, and he's not even a footballer, than Sergio Aguero's kid. Aguero's his dad, Maradona's his granddad.
Yeah, very
that
true.
That is fucking pressure to perform
very
one day.
Very true. I reckon he'll go and play rugby.
Hey, the RGs ain't so bad at that, so you know.
Yeah, they're getting better.
We'll see. Anyway, I guess we should probably wrap up. It's just a preview. We're going to do a show
next week.
Next week or the week after. It'll be up around Christmas, maybe about the 23rd. Don't want to put a date on it formally.
Let us know what you want us to talk about. You know.
Definitely. Keep viewing us from the new year onwards. We're going to try and bring Smith back at least fairly regularly. Even if
we're coming back.
Only 20 minutes.
The lights are still on.
We're coming back. We're coming back. There now.
Okay, we're coming. Just like...
Do call it a comeback.
All right. Just like on the last show when Jim said, oh yeah, we'll be back in a couple of weeks. And then Andy and Dan left the company. So, you know, it's not always like... But yeah, we're going to try and come back as regularly as we can from the new year. Dan's not here anymore, so everyone's willing to turn up. So that's all good. Hello, Dan. Love you, mate. Stuart, he's here now. How are you doing, Stu?
Hang on.
Jerome said he probably will.
Yeah, Jerome misses you, Dan.
Anyway, guys,
you know the usual shit. We're on Facebook.com/TheFootballPodcast, on Twitter at Football Podcast. Bit out of practice.
Complaints to at the boy Silver.
Yeah.
It's the new Simon. Yeah.
We're on leave a review on iTunes. That'll only entice us to come back even more. And
tell us if you want us to talk about Tottenham or not.
footballpodcast.tumblr.com. We're going to be back with our Gareth Bale special at Christmas. Take care, guys. Love you all.